We started the day with the resignation of David Davis as the Brexit Secretary, and we thought that might be where it stopped, but it hasn't stopped there. And we've seen the resignation of Boris Johnson as the Foreign Secretary. So the Prime Minister, Theresa May, is understandably under a huge amount of pressure, having lost two key figures in her cabinet. She's now announced to MPs details of the agreement that was brokered by the cabinet at their away day at Chequers on Friday. And things are so febrile, it's very difficult to say what might happen next. I mean, I think undoubtedly it's entirely possible that there may be some kind of leadership challenge, but things are moving very fast and very quickly, and it's difficult to make predictions. I've just been speaking to the Conservative South East MEP, Richard Ashworth, who says, well, you know, makes a point by saying she's lost two ministers, but there are 20 other ministers in the cabinet who, as things stand, support the agreement that she came to on Friday. So that's one way of looking at it. But I think it's the fact that these two characters who are, you know, what we might call big beasts in the political jungle have quit, which makes her position very vulnerable. I think it is quite hard to judge what happens next. But if she can hold things together for the next few days, get some kind of broad agreement within her own party about this, then it's entirely possible she'll stay. I think one thing which is interesting is to see how Conservative associations locally will react to these resignations. Do they have confidence in Theresa May as the Prime Minister? Is a question a lot of local associations will be asking, because their job is to sell this deal to their members and to voters when election time comes. There's every chance of anything happening at the moment, but I think the difficulty is with a snap election for the Conservatives is that they could just hand power to Labour on the back of being seen as a split party, and voters don't like divided parties who are arguing sometimes on very narrow points of principle. So I personally don't see there necessarily being a snap election, but all options are entirely conceivable as things stand.